Well, Pakistani officials say they have killed the mastermind behind a deadly bombing attack on a Shia mosque last month. They say the army forces killed Osman Saifullah Kurd in the southwestern province of Balochistan on Saturday. According to government sources, Kurd was a key commander of the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi group, which has been involved in many major attacks against Shia Muslims in the Sindh and Balochistan provinces. The mosque attack that took place in the Shikarpur district of Sindh killed at least 60 Shias. Militants said the attack was in retaliation for Islamabad's offensive in the northeastern tribal regions. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Now, Javed, tell us a bit more details about the capture of this terrorist, of this terrorist. And secondly, also tell us about the government's approach whenever it comes to these Shia killings and the seriousness or lack of that it approaches these terrorists with in the aftermath of such killings.
Well, all we know is through government officials, they've been saying that there was intelligence tip, and as a result of which they raided a house and where the mastermind, one by the name of Osman, has been killed along with his accomplices. According to government claim, that he was the one who was behind the killing of Shia Muslims of 61 people in Sindh province just recently. But again, there have been similar claims in the past, and surprisingly, there was also claim of killing of the people who were involved in school in Peshawar. I mean, there was a report that in parts of Afghanistan, those people were killed who were attacker in Pakistan's school in Peshawar. So I think in this situation and also in other similar terrorist attacks, there have been claims from the government. I think they are not very reliable, frankly, because government is obviously under pressure and government wants to show to the people that they are doing something. And when they say they have killed the mastermind of a particular terrorist attack, that means they no longer people should ask government that where are the killers of the terrorist attacks. So I think the very proof of government's performance would be established only when there is an end to these terrorist attacks, particularly against the Shia Muslims in Pakistan. So I think it, to me, it's a more of showing performance to the government, more trying to satisfy the people and trying to let people know that they are so capable of getting hold of mastermind of a terrorist attack. But what is the point if these terrorist attacks keep on happening time and again, and people feel increasingly insecure? I think within the next couple of weeks and months, we will see how far government has been successful.
Indeed, Javed, we will definitely see that. But I'm just wondering, though, certainly a lot of people would agree that to be able to fight this sort of terrorism, you need to fight the ideology. Is there any sign that the government is doing that sort of a war as well?
Well, in theory, government has come up with a 17-point action plan. That means that they will bring to an end the hate literature. They are going to also ban foreign students in the religious madrasa. And then government, at least on the paper, have shown some performance that they have arrested 12,000 people, at least 3,000 to 4,000 among them were the Afghan refugees. And then there were the Imam Masjid, the leader, prayer leaders in the mosque. A large number among them were also arrested. They were misusing the loudspeaker. According to the government, they were engaged in the hate speech. But when their cases will be processed in the court, they will be exonerated because the government would not have a strong evidence. Here in Pakistan, generally, the response from the government and the security forces is reactive. They are not preventive. When they are reactive, that means that there is a pressure from the people. There is a pressure from the top government officials, prime minister, and the security forces want to do something. They want to show to the people that, look, we have done something. I think that is the big exercise that Pakistan is in. I don't think the government would be able to get rid of the hate literature. Everything is in place. There is not much change on the ground.
Okay, Javed, as always, we appreciate that. That was Javed Rana, who is speaking to us live from Islamabad.